Graphene is a biosensor. It means it can receive and transmit. So there's no shedding here. When someone's been poisoned with graphene, they become a human cell tower, and they're receiving radiation and emitting radiation, which affects everyone else around them. Radiation poisoning in combination with graphene oxide causes cellular disruption, disorganization, and death, and the waste products of that lower the pH to a point where the body has to activate, and it's called the clotting cascade. And the clotting cascade that's taking place is to try to prevent internal bleeding from the damage of this declining pH caused by the radiation and amplified by the graphene oxide. So simply, when we understand that the flu is not a disease and it's not viral centered, the flu is a symptom of detoxification, of increasing body temperature to remove acidic waste products in order to maintain the alkaline design of the human body field, the biofield. If it doesn't, then you die. And this is what's happening to people. Their cells are breaking down because they've been impregnated with graphene oxide through inoculation, through graphene oxide is now being put in the air, in the food, in the water. I mean, and now, of course, you know, make it even things worse, is injected. And then when radiation is present there, it amplifies this thing, which then leads to cell membrane deterioration, what is called the corona effect. And then a higher valence of that is called the spike protein effect. So red blood cells should be swimming in their own fluid. That's called vascular fluid. And the red blood cells should be even in color, even in shape, even in size. You right. See how nice these red blood cells look?
Yes.
Now look what happens when they're exposed to graphene oxide and radiation. This is a reduced graphene oxide cluster. I call it a cluster bomb. And look what the blood is doing around it. It's clotting. That's what this does. Reduced graphene oxide in combination with 4G and 5G, pulsating at 2.4 gigahertz and up, causes cells to reverse their polarity, start clotting together, and they're attracted to this graphene. So they form clots. Now, if you know a little bit about the pulmonary system, red blood cells have to go in single file to get to the lungs to drop off their waste products, lactic acid, carbon dioxide, whatever it is. And they have to go in single file. They can't go in to drop off and pick up oxygen if they're all clotted together. This is what causes oxygen deprivation. These are red blood cells. See these red blood cells?
Yes.
Now look at them. It's like somebody... They're like giant red blood cells that have crystallized by the fact they've been crystallized with chemical and radiation poisoning. And off to the left here is ferric oxide. So these are the cells, and you can see all the graphene oxide around this.
Yes. I mean,
it looks like a war zone. And this is why people are getting sick. And it can be a delayed reaction depending on what? What they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're breathing, what they're thinking. I mean, you can be exposed to this by aerosol. You can get it on the swabs, graphene in the swabs when they're doing the PCR testing. You can drink it in water. I'm not going to name the waters, but you'd be shocked if I started naming the waters that this stuff is found in. They're common brands. Even the ones that you think, well, wait a minute, that comes from Italy or that comes from France. And you're going, wait a minute, what is graphene doing inside these waters?
Very interesting stuff here. This graphene oxide is found everywhere. I mean, this is why I was saying I went swimming and I felt really sick after. Still getting over it. I have this really bad cough and sore throat still 2 weeks after. But